And now this is a dictation for Jeffrey, Jeffrey Hansen, Hansen, October 1st, 66, address as a letter, Dr. Gino, Ginu, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Gino, a follow-up for Mr. Hansen, who has a pancreas renal transplant 2018, has not required any diabetic medications, no kidney transplant tenderness or urinary symptoms. He has developed gangrene, distal toe, left-sided, number one. There is no major pain, no drainage, no fever, no nausea, vomiting, bowel, or urinary problems, denied chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. He was blaming this to yeast infection. He does have fungal toenails. Medication list review, notice the prednisone, Cellcept, and long-acting Tacro. Cholesterol management, blood pressure metoprolol, Norvasc. Next paragraph, weight significantly up, 170 last year, October now 191.6. Alert oriented sign 3, legally blind, lungs are clear, no pericardial rapid arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, tenderness or masses. He showed me the first toe, left-sided, pulses are decreased. I see some surrounding erythema, but there is no drainage or foul smelling, appears to be a dry gangrene. Some hyperemia of the other toes and part of the foot. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistry is creatinine 1.18, is still baseline for him. Electrolyte, acid base normal. Calcium, albumin, phosphorus normal. No activity in the urine for blood protein. Normal amylase, lipase. No protein creatinine ratio in the urine not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Kidney pancreas transplant 2018. Next number, normal pancreatic function has not required treatment. Next number, kidney function at baseline represents a GFR better than 55. Next number, high risk medication immunosuppressants. Next number, legally blind. Next number, hypertension. Continue present regimen. Next number, first toe gangrene, appears dry, not infected, no systemic symptoms. We call your office as he needs a referral to podiatrist. I think an x-ray to make sure that there is no bone compromise, and given his relative fair pulses and his long history of diabetes, hypertension in the past, peripheral vascular disease needs to be assessed. I don't believe there is an immediate need for antibiotics. He says that this is probably going on for the last few weeks. From the renal standpoint, it's stable, come back in 6 months. All is to discuss with the patient, end of dictation.